Hello, this is Will Francis speaking to you from my very own living room. I'm here with Rhys Hysterics, otherwise known in the world as Rhys Howell, social media god. We've come back from the final send-off of the many MySpace employees that have been laid off.
Too much.
Sorry?
Can you stop licking your lips?
Well, I've just eaten some jam smothered croissants.
But so have I, I'm not licking my lips.
But you ate them slightly earlier than me, I got into the burnt ones.
But, you know, I just literally just chewed mine and then...
Well, the burnt ones, I think it's fair to say, are a bit more high maintenance.
Yeah, but those ones I just crumbled around my lips.
Well, I had the burnt ones. How do you feel about that?
What, you had the burnt ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just had the kind of softer, more luxurious
things. How's your night been being sent off and hugged by many a MySpace employee that are staying?
That was relatively vile. positively, disgusting. Yeah, no, it's all right. I mean, there's lots of people that I really like to see the back of. glad to see a lot of people are staying to, you know, they deserve it. I mean, they're, you know, prisoners of war. They revel in the torture.
Well, I'm staying and I'm going to resurrect MySpace. How do you feel about that?
Well, good on you. I mean, church has been trying to resurrect Christ for ages and it's not really worked, so...
Well, they've had 2,000 years, we've got 12 months.
Well, as I say, it's a bit of a challenge.
We've got approximately 0.2% of the time that Christianity's had. Do you think our chances are good?
Well, if you write a book, that'll probably help.
If I was to write a book, would there be a Gospel of Rhys?
Definitely. I mean, I followed Travis to the bitter end, and he turned content into shit. And yeah, I drank it.
And would you think there'd be a Gospel of Ruth, as Ruth is actually a biblical name, Ruth?
Swallow.
Sorry,
it's not very good to speak on it. Well,
no. She's mid tuna salad.
Because I've got to tell it from the wife's perspective.
Yeah, ye off.
Yeah, I mean, the wife, I mean, they do say behind every good man is a good woman. Ruth's a good woman. Does that make Will a good man?
Well, no, if I'm Rhys, I'm just going to interject now. Ruth?
Yes? Sorry, hello Rhys and Will's listeners. I'm actually eating dinner, that's why I might seem a bit distracted. They're trying to draw me into their podcast, but I'm more interested in tuna.
That's fair enough. I mean,
that's often the case.
is it bluefin or yellowfin tuna?
It's the fin that's not treated horribly by the
fish. And how is it caught?
They collect it with sponges so they don't bruise.
Sponges, yeah.
And then they
it's all about the sponges.
Put them in a chamber where they go to sleep and never wake up.
Yeah, I mean, when I have tuna, I prefer that. I mean, I'm a green person myself, and I prefer to. I don't believe in conscripts. I prefer that tuna actually sign up themselves to be slaughtered. I just think it's fairer if they're given the option to sign up themselves.
What are the perks?
What are the perks?
Well, the perks, obviously, is that they're first in line. They get to be slaughtered first.
Do the first in line get served in good restaurants and good fast food outlets such as Itsu?
Well, Itsu is one of the finer restaurants. I think the thing is for the yellowfin tuna, they've got to define themselves, because at the end of the day, all they've got to go by is they've got a different coloured fin.
But don't you think when they advertise that this tuna didn't harm yellowfin tuna or bluefin tuna, whatever, it's a bit like saying, you know, dolphin-free tuna, it's like a Hindu-free Holocaust discussed.